Part 2. You are going to hear a man, Stephen Bell, talk about seeing eye dogs and his experience with them. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Without making too many quick assumptions, I could probably rightfully guess you have seen a blind person, potentially in a plethora of different settings, being led by a seeing eye dog. Maybe it's across the street or somewhere around public transportation. In any case, it's not a rarity. The exact origin of the seeing eye dog is unknown, with many attributing this practice to various cultures and time periods. Whatever the precise genesis, we know that it permeates many aspects of society nowadays. My personal interest in seeing eye dogs comes from two places. The first is my love for dogs. Commonly referred to as man's best friend, dogs are lovable companions that have had a positive impact on me ever since our first family dog when I was just a child. The other reason is that my aunt has needed a seeing eye dog for some years because a while ago, a degenerative eye disease left her blind. I've seen her quality of life improve immensely through the help of a gentle animal after she lost something most of us take for granted. Based on those two facts, I decided to learn a little about the history of the seeing eye dog and delve deeper into their use. The source as we know it, more or less, came about from the relation to the story and German shepherds. The nature of German shepherds is centered on their loyalty to their owners. Based on the relationship of the dog to the human, the dog becomes very protective because of the loyalty they feel from an early point. The dogs were also some of the first known to be trained to assist those who had been blinded through their war experience in, as you probably have guessed, Germany. This program of training dogs to help those injured in war was more or less outsourced because of German financial problems following World War I as a part of a series of businesses that failed in Germany but were picked up elsewhere. An American woman was working with German shepherds but was unaware of the aptitude they had in potentially becoming seeing eye dogs. After learning about the German program and a subsequent series of events, a man named Morris Frank in Nashville, Tennessee, became the first blind person to use a seeing eye dog in the United States. However, it wasn't until Mr. Frank started a foundation dubbed the Seeing Eye that dogs used to assist blind people were referred to in the way they are now. Presently, seeing eye dogs are used for various disabilities. For example, sighted people who may be deaf are sometimes assisted by what we call hearing ear dogs. From a war program in Germany to now, the use and care of dogs trained to help those less fortunate has indeed come a long way.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Without making too many quick assumptions, I could probably rightfully guess you have seen a blind person, potentially in a plethora of different settings, being led by a seeing eye dog. Maybe it's across the street or somewhere around public transportation. In any case, it's not a rarity. The exact origin of the seeing eye dog is unknown, with many attributing this practice to various cultures and time periods. Whatever the precise genesis, we know that it permeates many aspects of society nowadays. My personal interest in seeing eye dogs comes from two places. The first is my love for dogs. Commonly referred to as man's best friend, dogs are lovable companions that have had a positive impact on me ever since our first family dog when I was just a child. The other reason is that my aunt has needed a seeing eye dog for some years because a while ago, a degenerative eye disease left her blind. I've seen her quality of life improve immensely through the help of a gentle animal after she lost something most of us take for granted. Based on those two facts, I decided to learn a little about the history of the seeing eye dog and delve deeper into their use. The source as we know it, more or less, came about from the relation to the story and German shepherds. The nature of German shepherds is centered on their loyalty to their owners. Based on the relationship of the dog to the human, the dog becomes very protective because of the loyalty they feel from an early point. The dogs were also some of the first known to be trained to assist those who had been blinded through their war experience in, as you probably have guessed, Germany. This program of training dogs to help those injured in war was more or less outsourced because of German financial problems following World War I as a part of a series of businesses that failed in Germany but were picked up elsewhere. An American woman was working with German shepherds but was unaware of the aptitude they had in potentially becoming C&I dogs. After learning about the German program and a subsequent series of events, a man named Morris Frank in Nashville, Tennessee, became the first blind person to use a C&I dog in the United States. However, it wasn't until Mr. Frank started a foundation dubbed the C&I that dogs used to assist blind people were referred to in the way they are now. Presently, C&I dogs are used for various disabilities. For example, sighted people who may be deaf are sometimes assisted by what we call hearing ear dogs. From a war program in Germany to now, the use and care of dogs trained to help those less fortunate has indeed come a long way.
That's the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.